Welcome to A Radiantly Healthy Life, the podcast where we explore natural health and wellness just for women. Here, we'll dive into a mix of mindfulness, homeopathy, herbal remedies, functional medicine, and those tried and true traditional methods. I'm Amy Whitbeck, your host and fellow traveler on this journey toward better health. As a natural health coach, I'm excited to share insights and tips I've learned not only through personal experience, but also from the amazing women I coach. So grab your favorite cup of tea or cozy drink and let's chat as we walk this path to radiant health and happiness. Hi, welcome to a Radiantly Healthy Life podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about natural remedies for hypothyroidism. So if you're looking for helpful tips or great natural remedies, this is the episode for you. So let's get started. Did you know that 1 in 8 women will develop a thyroid issue? And the sad part is that many go undiagnosed or improperly treated. While some may require medication, there are great natural remedies for hypothyroidism and helpful lifestyle tips that can help you feel more energy, less fatigue, so you can live a happy, healthy life. In this episode, we'll go over natural remedies for hypothyroidism, symptoms of low thyroid, important tests, best and worst foods for healthy thyroid function, where to find help, and then a few last thoughts. So if you're ready to find the best natural remedies for hypothyroidism, the must-have tests to help you get a complete picture of what's going on, and tips to have a balanced, healthy life, keep listening. So we'll start with natural remedies for hypothyroidism. Many people wonder if hypothyroidism can be treated naturally, and the answer is possibly. Women and the health issues they face are far too complex to give a blanket answer, and I would never make such a statement since I'm not a doctor. There are, however, a number of natural remedies, lifestyle changes, and treatment options for those who develop thyroid conditions that have been used by many to reverse hypothyroidism or to lessen their symptoms. Let's take a look at a few commonly suggested natural remedies. The first one we'll talk about is ashwagandha. Now, ashwagandha is a great natural remedy for hypothyroidism because it can help balance T4 levels, lower cortisol, and it's known as an adaptogenic herb, meaning that it can also help your body during times of stress. The second remedy that we'll go over is cod liver oil. I know it sounds kind of disgusting to some people. Cod liver oil is a great way to get essential fatty acids when you don't eat a lot of fish or seafood. Cod liver oil is high in omega-3 fatty acids, has been found to help lower inflammation, reduce oxidative stress, stabilize adrenal function, feed the brain, help with good gut health, and so much more. Now, the third natural remedy on our list is desiccated liver. Liver is one of the most nutrient-dense foods available. It's a great source of vitamins A, B, and D, along with iron, zinc, protein, and amino acids. All of these make this superfood a great addition to your diet, since these vitamins, minerals, and protein are necessary for a proper functioning thyroid. Not a fan of eating liver? You can always try capsules. Now, here are a few other important vitamins and minerals that you want to consider if you have low thyroid. When you're discussing natural remedies for hypothyroidism, it's important to include vitamins and minerals like selenium, iodine, and zinc. These are essential to a proper functioning thyroid, but supplements aren't always the best option, although that's dependent on each person's individual situation and healthcare provider's recommendations. So where can you find these essential nutrients if not in a supplement form? Food. For selenium, the body makes this mineral and turns it into glutathione. Glutathione is an incredible antioxidant that can help protect the thyroid from inflammation and oxidative stress. Selenium is also needed for the production of T3. Great sources of selenium can be found in Brazil nuts, oysters, beef, chicken, mushrooms. If you're not getting enough selenium from your food, you can opt for a supplement that is food-based. But beware, for some, it's possible that selenium can negatively affect thyroid function if you have low iodine levels. Which brings us to our next supplement, iodine. Iodine is an essential nutrient, and since the body doesn't make its own, we have to get it from our food or from a supplement. And if there's not enough iodine, the body can't produce thyroid hormones properly. So if you're thinking of adding iodine to naturally boost your thyroid function, here are a few foods that you could add or increase in your diet. Fish, seaweed or sea vegetables, shellfish, eggs, and dairy products. If you feel like you're not getting enough iodine through your diet alone, you can check out food-based supplements. But here's another caution. Even though iodine is essential, some people don't do well with supplementations. So you may have to try a few different supplements or stick to increasing iodine with foods. And the next supplement that we'll go over that's really important for people who deal with low thyroid is zinc. Zinc has been shown to have a positive effect on the thyroid by supporting and improving function. Did you find that your zinc levels are low? Here are a few foods to increase or add to your diet. Oysters, beef, chicken, hemp seeds, oatmeal. But if you feel like you're not getting enough zinc, it's very, very easy to find supplements, and I will link some of my favorites in the comments or in the description. So how do you know that you have hypothyroidism? Well, you definitely would go get tested by your doctor. But before that, here are a few symptoms that you may be experiencing. And if you are, it's possible that you have a thyroid condition. So definitely you'll want to get testing or additional testing. So some of those symptoms of hypothyroidism are fatigue, weight gain, constipation, cold hands and feet, hair loss, heavy menstrual periods, aches and pains, anxiety, insomnia, depression, brain fog, joint pain, adrenal fatigue, hormone imbalance, muscle weakness, or higher than normal cholesterol levels. This is not an exhaustive list because there are many symptoms that can be experienced with low thyroid, but if you find yourself struggling with any of these, please consider getting the appropriate tests. So what are the tests that you should be looking for? Well, if you've looked over the symptoms and you feel like you want to try natural remedies for hypothyroidism to help you feel better, be sure to take the first step and get the appropriate tests. And you might be asking, which tests are those? Well, a talk with your healthcare provider would definitely be in order to help you determine the best test for your particular situation. But if your doctor won't order tests, or if you're a DIY kind of person, here's a list of thyroid-related tests that I've personally found to be helpful. The first one would be a full panel thyroid test. This includes TSH along with T3, T4, antibody tests, and there are a few other ones. The next test that I would do would be a hormone and adrenal test. You can do a urine test that measures cortisol patterns along with other sex and adrenal hormone levels. And the next test I would do would be an HTMA test, which is short for hair, tissue, and mineral analysis. And you can find your mineral levels so you can bring your body back into balance. There are other tests that you may want to include as well, such as a full iron panel, a complete blood count or CBC, or a comprehensive metabolic panel. But again, this is something that you should definitely discuss with your healthcare provider or research further. Since foods are such an important aspect of health, including helping your thyroid, let's go over a few of the best and worst foods for hypothyroidism. The subject of food was mentioned briefly in the supplement section, but I thought it might be a good idea to go over the topic a little more in depth. If you've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism and you're looking for natural remedies, diet cannot be overlooked. So let's start with the best foods and then we'll move on to the worst. Here are a few foods that will help feed and nourish your body, including your thyroid. So seaweeds are great. Kelp and nori, they're all great examples of and full of iodine. You can find them in flakes, wraps, capsules, and that makes including them into your diet really simple and easy. Because I don't know about you, but I'm personally not a real seaweed fan, but there's definitely easy ways to add them to a diet. The next one would be fermented foods. Traditionally made sauerkraut, kimchi, veggies, they're all great examples of probiotic-rich fermented foods that can help balance your gut microbiome, lessen inflammation, and help digestion. Bone broth would be next on my list. It contains amino acids, collagen, and nutrients that can help repair the digestive lining and provide important minerals for optimal health. And we cannot forget fresh fruits and vegetables. These nutrient-dense foods contain important vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. This food group should make up a large portion of the daily diet. And then the very last thing that I would add would be filtered water, because chlorine, fluoride, and other chemicals can actually wreak havoc on the thyroid and the body in general. So make sure the water you're drinking is clean and filtered. Now, other healthy foods you may want to consider adding to your diet would be high-quality meats from grass-fed and organic sources, wild-caught seafood, sprouts, ghee, avocados, eggs if you can tolerate them, berries, properly prepared beans and nuts, again, if tolerated. So we've gone over the best foods. Let's go over some of the worst. Now, here are a few examples of foods that you may want to consider excluding, at least for a time, if you have symptoms of low thyroid. The first one is sugar. I know everything with sugar tastes delicious. I love it too. But because sugar feeds bad bacteria, that can contribute to weight gain, cause blood sugar issues, and disrupt hormone levels. So it's really best to severely limit or eliminate it. And not just for thyroid health, but for overall health. The second one is gluten. Now, gluten is difficult for many to tolerate, but those with hypothyroidism are especially vulnerable. Gluten contributes to inflammation, nutrient deficiencies, gut problems, and even skin issues. The third food on our worst food list is refined carbohydrate. Products that contain refined carbs are often made with gluten, sugar, and other less than healthy ingredients. So skip the cereal, bread, pasta, and opt for healthier carbs like sweet potatoes, squash, or fruit. Number four on our list is alternative sweeteners and sugar substitutes. These products have been linked to weight gain, obesity, heart disease, and even cancer. They're not healthy for your thyroid or your body in general. And last but not least on the worst food list is alcohol. Not only does alcohol negatively affect blood sugar, along with the gut and brain health, it can also negatively affect thyroid function by lowering thyroid hormone levels, blocking their activity, and even destroying thyroid cells. So a few other foods you may want to consider removing from your diet would be raw vegetables, certain raw vegetables like broccoli. They're called goitrogenic foods. Another one would be nightshades, vegetable oils, coffee, unfiltered tap water, and conventional dairy products. When it comes to diet, please keep in mind, though, that these are general recommendations. There's no one-size-fits-all diet that's perfect for every person in every situation. So I encourage you to consider all the recommendations and then make the best choices for you. So if you're feeling a little overwhelmed or if you feel like you need a little bit of extra help, where can you find that? I mean, this journey can feel a little overwhelming, and maybe you need some expert care from a healthcare practitioner that's knowledgeable and experienced in thyroid issues and women's healthcare, and that's totally understandable. We all need help and guidance from time to time. While there are many great doctors and health professionals out there, sadly, many are not as knowledgeable as you need them to be in the area of proper thyroid care, including many endocrinologists. Personally, I've found the most help with practitioners that practice integrative or functional medicine. To find a practitioner in your area, you can start by checking out a few of these sites: the Institute for Functional Medicine, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, the American College for Advancement in Medicine, and I'll definitely leave links to those below as well. You could also do a Google search, ask for recommendations in online groups, talk to your chiropractor, or talk with friends, coworkers, neighbors, and see who they would recommend. Chances are, if you ask around, you'll find a woman or many that have dealt with a thyroid issue, and they may have really good suggestions. If you can't find a practitioner in your area, you can look into virtual appointments. SteadyMD is a great example of a telemedicine option, or you could check out I have a list of top 50 functional and integrative medical doctors that I've linked to, and they mention a few that offer virtual consultations. And again, I'll put that link in the comments or description. So here's a few last thoughts. Finding out that you have hypothyroidism can be both overwhelming and kind of a relief. There's a lot to learn, but on the other hand, at least you know what's causing the symptoms that you've been experiencing. So once you've figured out your diagnosis, you can then move on to finding an appropriate treatment that may include the best natural remedies for hypothyroidism. Then you can start making the diet and lifestyle changes that will be best for your thyroid and overall health. In addition to the steps listed that we had went over, here are a few last tips to help you support your health and good thyroid function. Number one, reduce stress. Meditation, prayer, journaling, yoga, and deep breathing are easy ways to reduce stress naturally. Make sure you get enough restful sleep. This can be difficult when you deal with health issues or stress, but the body needs quality sleep each night to rest and repair. And I have a few helpful tips if you need those too. Number three, don't forget your adrenals. The thyroid and adrenals, along with other hormones, work hand in hand. So don't forget to give them a little love and support too. And I'll link to some posts that can help you support your adrenal function. Dealing with hypothyroidism isn't easy, but with proper testing, a helpful practitioner, a nourishing diet, and natural remedies to boost and support your thyroid function, you can find health and happiness again. Have you dealt with thyroid issues? Do you have a favorite remedy for hypothyroidism? I'd love to hear your story, your tips, or your suggestions. Feel free to leave a comment or send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Well, that's all for today. I hope I've given you a little more information about natural remedies for hypothyroidism and how you can find what's best for you and your body. If you'd like more information, please feel free to look in this episode's description. I'll have all the links from this episode in that, or hop on over to my blog. Well, I hope you have a really great day, and I'll be back next week. Okay, see you next time. Thanks for listening today. Are you interested in diving deeper? Head over to aradiantlyhealthylife.com and be sure to sign up for my email list so you can stay up to date on what's new and gain access to exclusive tips, insights, and resources available only to my community. While you're there, feel free to leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And if you like this episode, consider sharing it with a friend. Every share helps us reach more people and spread the message of health and wellness. I'll be back next week. But in the meantime, remember, small steps really do make a big difference. See you next time.